Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Bet. So it is a continuation of what we learned yesterday. King Shlomo is getting ready to build the Beis Hamikdash. And Rabbi Yadin Steinsaltz writes, after a brief description of the economic and military structure of King Shlomo's kingdom, the text now provides an elaborate account in the preparation for the building of the temple, including the planning and execution. And he writes, Rabbi Steinsaltz notes, there's a more detailed description of the vessels, the kelim, and the temple itself in the Sefer Malachim, the Book of Kings. So in Perek Bet, Shlomo is going to prepare. He's going to acquire material. He's going to acquire master craftsmen. He's going to take account of the people who live there in his land and his territory and his kingdom as he prepares to build the house for Hashem. So the pasuk begins, and the pasuk tells us, "Vayisper Shlomo shivim alef ish." Imagine, and what I found just incredible is how many people are involved in this project, and how many people are under the domain and reign of King Shlomo. Shlomo organized 70,000 porters. It was their job to carry the stones for the temple, an additional 80,000 quarrymen in the mountains, and supervising them were 3,600 men. So you have tens of thousands, or I should say upwards, it's going to be high, over 100,000 people who are involved in the porters to carry the stones, who are supervising the quarry, the excavations of the stones. And you know, today, if you go to the underground Kotel tunnels, and I remember when I was there a couple of years ago, there is one enormous, gigantic, huge stone. And the tour guide tells us, we don't know how in the days before machinery, in the days before architecture, in the days before backhoes and diggers and cranes, how they brought these stones here. They were so enormous that we do not even know how the artisans, the stone, the quarrymen brought these stones here. And it's a tremendous pella. It's a tremendous wonder of nature when we think of what they built today, how reliant we are on computers and on technology, and how they built what they are about to build without any of the conveniences that we have. And it's just incredible. It's quite miraculous. And now King Shlomo sends a message to who? Huram Melech Tzor. I'm in Perek Bet of Divrei Hayamim Bet, Pasuk Bet. Vayishlach Shlomo el Huram Melech Tzor Leimar. Shlomo sends a message to Huram, the king of Tzor, which Rabbi Steinsaltz translates as Tyre, T-Y-R-E. And what does he say? Like you did with David, my father, and you send him cedars, arazim, to build for himself a house. So apparently Huram, the king of Tzor, sent cedars to King David to build his own house. So Shlomo says, Hine ani, bone bayi l'shem Hashem Elokai. So my father built a house for himself, but I am building a house for the sake of Hashem, my God, lahakdishlo, to sanctify to him, lahakter, the fun of ketores samim, to bring before him the incense spice mixture of the ketores, and to bring before him the tamid and the olos boker and erev, the sacrifices of evening and morning, and to sacrifice on Shabbosos and on the Rosh Chodashim and on the Mo'adim. And Shlomo says, v'habayis osher ani bona gadol, the house I'm about to build is very, very big. Why does it need such a big house? Ki God al Elokeinu, we call Elokeinu, because our God is greater than gods of all others. Umi yatzar koach livneu lo bayit, ki hashemayim ushmei hashemayim lo yichal kiluhu. Who has the koach? Who has the capacity to build a house for God? The heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain the Ribono Shel Olam. Umi ani asher evna lo bayit? And who am I that I will build a house for him to bring Ketores before him? And here we have a beautiful lesson in this idea of humility, anivus. And Shlomo, in his great wisdom, and despite his unbelievable, fantastic wealth, he recognizes that he is not worthy for this task. Hine hashamayim ushmei hashamayim lo yakal chaluhu. If it's the heavens cannot contain God, and the vast expanse of the planetary system cannot contain God, the heavens and the heavens of the heavens, who am I to build a house for God? Sometimes we have to recognize that the Ribono Shel Olam appoints us with a tafkid, with a mission in life. And it's not because magiyali. Nechama Lebovich, Allah Hashem, used to say, people would say, magiyali, lo magiyalachem klum, she would say. People think I deserve. She said, people deserve nothing. Whatever God gives us is a gift. And we must use all the capacity of the gift that he gives saves us to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Shlomo recognizes that maybe he is not worthy. Umi ani asher avna lo bayit? Who am I to build a house for God? Nevertheless, this is his mission, his life. So what does he want from Churam? Shlach li ish chacham. He wants a master craftsman, just like Betzala ben Uri ben Chur was the master craftsman who built the Mishkan in Moshe's time. Shlomo wants a master craftsman. I want an ish chacham who knows how to work with zahav, kesef, nechoshes, barzal, argivan, v'charmil, utecheles. I want someone who knows how to work with all the precious metals and gems that I'm going to be using, who knows how to craft with gold and silver and bronze and iron and purple and crimson and sky blue wool, and who knows how to do engravings, because there are going to be stones on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol that need to be engraved. So he asks for a wise man to work with the workers in Yerushalayim and to prepare the wood, ulahachin li eitzim larov, to prepare the trees that need to be prepared, because the bayis asher ani bone gadol v'hafle, because I'm about to build a house like no one has ever seen before. It's going to be so great and so wondrous, and that's why I need all these materials and cedar and a master craftsman. And he says, I need hewers and cutters of trees, and he's going to pay. What is Shlomo going to pay? Now today, if you want to pay, we pay with money. We pay with a credit card. You pay with Zelle. You pay with Venmo. You pay with direct deposit. How does Shlomo pay for all the materials and the craftsmen that he is requesting from Churam, the king of Tsair? So how is he going to pay? Churam Melech Tzor. So he says, I'm going to pay. And what is the payment? So it is not payment of money like we have today. But what does he say? V'hine echotavim lachor seha'etzim. Behold, to the hewers and the cutters of trees, nasati chitim. He is going to pay with 20,000 kor of crushed wheat and 20,000 kor of seorim, barley, and 20,000 bat, a liquid measurement, 1/10 of a kor, explains Rabbi Steinzeltz, of wine, and 20,000 bat of oil. So here he clarifies to Churam, says Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz, he's not asking for a gift, and he's not collecting a tax. He wants to pay for the workers and the material, how? With agricultural produce. Says Rabbi Steinzeltz, in later periods as well, Yehuda, like the land of Israel in general, was an exporter of grains and oil, and he wants to pay, but he's going to be paying with wheat and barley and wine and oil. And what does the king think? Vayomer Churam Melech Tzor Bichtav. Churam, the king of Tzor, sends a letter. Vayishlech al Shlomo, he sends it to Shlomo. Ba'ahavas Hashem es amo, nesar necha aleim melech. Wow, says Churam, he recognizes God loves his people so much, and he made you, King Solomon, the king over these people. And Churam says, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Imagine that. It's Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer Churam, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, who made the heavens and the earth. This is mamash what he says. Who gave to King David a bein chacham yodea seichel ubina. He gave King David such a wise and discerning and knowledgeable son of intuition. Asher yivne bayis lahashem ubayis lamachuso. And this son, meaning you, King Shlomo, this is the letter that Churam, the king of Tzor, which Rabbi Steinzeltz translates as Tyre, sends to Shlomo. Says, you, Hashem gave you as king over the people, and he gave David Hamelach such a wise and discerning son who is going to build the house for Hashem, which is exactly what Shlomo wants to do. And now he says, Shalachti ish chacham yodea bina lechurim avi. He's going to send someone, a master craftsman. And the master craftsman, interesting, is named Churam. Ah, that should sound familiar. That's the name of the king. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt says, this master craftsman named Churam shared the same name as the king himself. Churam was apparently not an unusual name. So the king is not sending himself to be the master craftsman. He's sending someone who shares the same name to be the master craftsman. Think of any common name in our society. It's not so unusual to have multiple people with the same name. So that is what it means. Now, this I found extremely interesting. It tells us about this wise man, Churam. Now, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ben Isha min Binot Dan. This Churam is the son of a woman from the daughters of Dan, Shevet Dan. And his father is a man of Tyre. Why did I find this very interesting? Because for those of you who remember, the master craftsman had a helper who built the Mishkan of Moshe. The master craftsman was Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur. However, came from Miriam, of course. However, he had a helper. And that helper was Ohaliyah ben Achisamach Lamate Dan. Very interesting. I found this very, very interesting. That the helper, the second, if you will, the second in command who built the Mishkan in the desert was from the tribe of Dan, Ohaliyah ben Achisamach. And here you have the master craftsman who Huram, the king, is sending, whose name is also Huram, is ben Isha Mimbnot Dan, the son of a woman from the daughters of Dan. His father's a man of Tyre, and he's very knowledgeable. He knows how to work with Zahav and Kesef and Nechoshech and Barzal. He knows how to work ba'avanim with stones, ube'etzim with wood, ba'argaman with purple, tcheles blue well. He knows how to ulefateach kol pituach v'lachshov kol machshavos. He knows how to engrave. He knows how to do all kinds of embroidery and smart work in terms of building this Beis HaMikdash. And so Shlomo is going to pay. And the king says, now the wheat and the barley, the oil and the wine of which you have spoken, let him send to his servants, to the workers in your service. In other words, says Rabbi Steinsaltz, we accept your terms. You can begin remitting the payment. So they have a deal. Shlomo wants to build a Beis HaMikdash. He needs help from Tyre. He needs help from Huram the king. He needs materials and he needs men and he needs a master craftsman. Shlomo is going to pay in the currency of wheat, barley, wine, and oil. And Huram accepts this deal. And furthermore, we will cut timber from Lebanon in accordance with all your needs, said Huram. We will bring you the wood on rafts by the sea to Yafo, the port city nearest to Jerusalem. And you will take them from Yafo to Jerusalem. And this is incredible, because sometimes when we talk about biblical times, we don't have an image in our minds of a real world. Maybe we think it's some kind of story. It's hard for us to envision the world then. Very, very, I want to say impossible for us to envision the world then. But these were real people, and Yafo was a port city, and there were diplomatic relations, and there was trade going on between King Shlomo and his neighbor in Tyre. And we see that it was a functioning world just like today. Okay, they didn't have credit cards and Venmo and Zelle. They had wheat and barley and oil and wine, but they had master craftsmen, and somehow they were very, very brilliant. They were able to hew gigantic stones and bring them from the quarry. They sent the cedar wood down to the port of Yafo. It's amazing. And now Shlomo takes account of all the men who were in the land of Israel. He finds them to be 153,600. And he takes porters and he takes quarrymen, tens of thousands of men, and he takes the managers to work over the people. And this is how Perek Bet ends. I just told you the pasuk in English. The final pasuk in Lashon of the Ketuvim is Vayas mehem shivim elef sabal u'shmonim elef chotzev bahar u'shloshet alafim v'shem. So he has the people are going to work, 70,000 porters, 80,000 quarrymen in the mountains, 3,600 would supervise as managers to work the people, and now Shlomo is going to be ready to build the Beit HaMikdash. Thank you for studying together. Lilui Nishma Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol Tuv.